Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Verizon Nets postgame show, Game 6 of the National League Championship Series, Mets and Dodgers, as the series moved back out west. It was Sean Manaea on the mound against Michael Kopech. Mets trying to force a Game 7, and the Dodgers trying to secure the National League pennant. Kopech, an opener for Los Angeles, walked Francisco Lindor on four pitches, then allowed him to reach second on a wild pitch. Brandon Nimmo advanced Lindor to third on a ground out to second base with a runner at third and one out. Mark Vientos struck out for the second out of the inning, but there were two away, and Lindor still over at third for Pete Alonso.
One and two. Here's the pitch. Swing and a broken bat, looper towards second, charging at his Taylor. He barehands and throws to first, and he can't make the play at first. The ball gets away from Muncy. Lindor has scored. The ball in foul territory down the right field line. Going to second, Alonso. He'll stop there. Betts plays it back in, and the Mets have a 1-0 lead. Just a little dying quail, and Taylor, having to make a desperation bare hand heave, was not able to connect with Max Muncy at first. Remember, it's not Freddie Freeman today. And so Taylor's throw went awry to an extent. Muncy tried to hold onto the bag and was not able to do so. And the Mets have a 1-0 lead.
Well, good things happen when you put the ball in play. Base hit and an RBI for Pete Alonso, and the Mets had a 1-0 lead. Kopech then walked Jesse Winker, but Starling Marte flied out to end the first. In the bottom half, Shohei Ohtani led off with a base hit up the middle. Two batters later with one out, Teoscar Hernandez singled off the wall in dead center field, and Ohtani went first to third. So Manaea in trouble early. Runners at the corners with one out for Tommy Edman.
The 1-2. Swing and a liner towards left. That is a fair ball. Base hit going into the corner. Ohtani has scored the tying run. Hernandez around third, digging for the plate, and he's going to score the go-ahead run. Standing, going to second, and stopping there with a two-run double is Tommy Edman, and the Dodgers have a 2-1 lead. Tommy Edman's become as difficult an out as there is in this Dodger lineup.
Yeah, and he wasn't done yet. That was our first lead change of the series, and Tommy Edman had given the Dodgers a 2-1 lead. Manaea allowed one more base runner on a walk, but after 34 pitches, escaped the first, trailing by just a run. Ben Kasparias took over for the Dodgers in the second. He set down the first two Mets of the inning, then walked Francisco Alvarez, and Francisco Lindor singled. Two outs and two on, and Brandon Nimmo popped to short to end the Mets' rally in the second. Sean Manaea allowed another hit, but nothing else in the bottom half of the inning. In the third, Kasparias allowed a one-out single to Pete Alonso, and Dave Roberts went to Anthony Bonda, and he walked the left-handed hitting Jesse Winker. One on and two out for Starling Marte. He popped out to second for the second out of the inning. Bonda then hit Tyrone Taylor to load the bases with two outs for Jeff McNeil, and he went down on strikes. Bonda escaped the jam with a strikeout, and the Mets could not capitalize in the third. Still trailing by a run in the bottom half, Teoscar Hernandez led off with a single for the Dodgers, and that brought up Tommy Edman.
Manaea hugs it tight, fires home, runner goes, pitches hit high in the air to left. Nimmo going back to the wall, it's gone. What a series for Tommy Edman. Now he's hit a two-run home run off Sean Manaea, his first home run of the postseason, and it is 4-1 Dodgers in the bottom of the third.
A two-run shot for Edman, and the Dodgers ahead 4-1. Manaea then walked Max Muncy. He was done without recording an out in the third. Phil Maton took over for the Mets. He got the first two Dodgers that he faced to fly out, but then faced Will Smith.
Here's the 1-0. Smith cracks the ball in the air to center and deep. Taylor going back to the track. He's at the wall. It's gone. Into the batter's eye. Will Smith hadn't done a thing all series. He hits a two-run homer to straightaway center. And it is 6-1 Los Angeles in the bottom of the third here in Game 6.
And that was the turning point in the game. Be listening tomorrow to 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM between 11:30 and noon, and be the 22nd caller. If you can correctly identify the turning point of the game, you will win a pair of Mets tickets to an upcoming game at Citi Field. The Mets turning point of the game is sponsored by Riverhead Building Supply. With 13 locations on Long Island, they are everywhere you are and online at rbscorp.com. Second home run of the inning for the Dodgers and a 6-1 lead. Chris Taylor nearly went back-to-back with Smith. He flied out to the warning track in right. In the fourth, Mets now down by five. Francisco Alvarez led off with a base hit to center. Bonda then set down the next two before Dave Roberts made another call to the pen, this time for Ryan Brazier to face Mark Vientos.
The 1-0, Vientos cracks the ball in the air to center, sending Páez back to the track. He's reaching for the wall. He jumps. It's gone. That's exactly what the Mets needed, and Mark Vientos once again provides it. A two-run home run. The Mets are back within three. It is 6-3 Dodgers in the top of the fourth. He hit it right over the leap of Andy Páez in left center field, high above that baby blue wall.
Two-run shot for Vientos. Our smash of the game presented by Smashburger. 100% certified Angus beef burgers, fries, shakes, and more. And the Mets began to chip away in the fourth inning. In the bottom half, Carlos Mendoza with the top of the order due up sent out Edwin Diaz. He posted a much-needed zero. Then in the fifth against Brazier, Jesse Winker led off with a base hit to right, but Ryan Brazier then set down the next three. And a three-run lead for the Dodgers at the halfway mark. Diaz returned in the bottom half. He set the Dodgers down in order. The first time either side had been set down in order of the night. Edwin Diaz gets our save of the game, sponsored by Margaret Teets Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. On to the sixth inning. Evan Phillips on for the Dodgers. And once again, the Mets got the leadoff man on. This time, a Francisco Alvarez single to right field. Phillips then retired the next two, both Francisco Lindor and Brandon Nimmo. But he walked Mark Vientos and Pete Alonso, which loaded the bases with two outs for Jesse Winker.
1-2 to Winker. Phillips sets at the belt. Here's the pitch. Swinging a little pop fly to left. In comes Hernandez. He'll get there, and he makes the one-hand catch to retire the side. For the second time in this game, the Mets have left the bases loaded. They have left 11 men on through six innings and are 1-for-8 with men in scoring position. They have had their chances.
And that really was the storyline all night. Another chance with the bases loaded, but the Mets could not come through. In the bottom half, Ryan Stanek replaced Edwin Diaz. He walked Will Smith on four pitches. Then Chris Taylor set down a sacrifice bunt. Pete Alonso tried for the out at second base, but his throw was late. Everybody was safe, and that meant first and second for Shohei Ohtani.
Let's see what he does here on 3-2. Here's the pitch. Swing and a liner to shallow center. Coming on is Taylor. He can't get it. He went down to a knee. The ball ricochets off that leg, and that's going to allow a run to score. Around third, and coming home is Smith. Taylor stops at second, and on at first, with a single to center, is Shohei Ohtani. The Dodgers now lead 7-3 and have runners at first and second. Nobody out, and that's going to be it for Stanek. Carlos Mendoza is on his way to the mound.
And it felt like from there the Dodgers just were in total control. Eventually, Reed Garrett got out of the inning, and the Mets would put up another run in the seventh on a sacrifice fly by Francisco Alvarez to make it 7-4. They couldn't add on after Francisco Lindor went down on strikes, so the Mets were chasing three heading to the eighth. Kodai Senga came out of the pen. He posted a zero. Then it was Blake Treinen in the eighth inning for the Dodgers. He struck out the side in order and in the top of the Mets order as well. It was Nimmo, Vientos, and Alonso who all went down on strikes. Then in the ninth inning, the Dodgers really just busted this ball game open. Teoscar Hernandez followed a Mookie Betts RBI double with a sac fly to make it 8-4. Then Kike Hernandez capped off the scoring for Los Angeles with an RBI single against Senga to make it 10-4 Dodgers. Jose Buto recorded the final out to send the game to the ninth inning. Blake Treinen back on to secure the pennant for the Dodgers. Set down the first two Mets of the inning. Then the Mets did mount a mini two-out rally on base hits by Tyrone Taylor and Jeff McNeil to make it 10-5 in the ninth. But ultimately, the season came to an end when Francisco Alvarez grounded out to second to close out the 2024 season.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.